All right, thanks for joining us again on Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellastrator as you're sitting there eating your turkey sandwiches left over from yesterday. We're going to talk some football here, Coach. Diagram what the Jets have been doing really well.
Well, Brandon Marshall down here, number 15, is a huge target and a great matchup receiver. This is a pretty good example against Pittsburgh of, you know, a player being covered, but with Marshall, he's never really covered. So that's about as good a position as a defensive back could have on a receiver. He's got him squeezed to the sideline. He's got inside position, and Marshall comes up with the ball. So, again, for us, this is going to be really important that we, you know, finish those plays on Marshall and Nunwa. Guys like that, even when we're on them, you still got to go up there and compete for the ball.
That's a tough one right there. I don't even know how you coach that up. So go ahead, continue here.
Well, so on, you know, the defensive line, Leonard Williams has been a great pick for the Jets. You know, they had great defensive linemen, and it felt like he was the best player on the board 2 years ago. And when they drafted him, here you can see him against a pretty good center. That's Pouncey. You know, just giving him a quick arm over and right in the middle of the backfield for a tackle for loss. So a lot of these plays on second down or on first down create second and long, third and long, and that puts a lot of pressure on the offense. And, you know, we certainly saw from last year how difficult it is to convert in long yardage against the Jets. So, you know, kind of going back to the old Buddy Ryan philosophy, putting their best player, Williams, isolated on the center and giving him a little bit of, a two-way go here. Just hard to block. Again, a lot of negative plays. So this is Williams, Wilkerson, Richardson.
It's kind of why their linebackers have had success, too, the ability of those down guys just to keep everybody at bay.
Yeah, absolutely. They eat up all the blockers, and then, Harris, leads the team in tackles, makes a lot of plays there. Same thing, really, against Cleveland, just another example of it. There's Williams just, knocking the center. Again, that's Irving, pretty good center, right back into the running back, another tackle for a loss. So we're going to have to do a real good job here on the front of, holding up with those guys. In terms of the pass rush, again, power rushes, they do an excellent job of collapsing the pocket. Again, this is Leonard Williams coming over here from the three technique. They have a stun on, and he just ends up, power and billing a waiver right back into Roethlisberger. Wraps him up there for a strip sack, punches the ball out.
I know you're a football historian. What are you thinking of Pittsburgh uniforms?
Brutal.
Pretty bad.
Brutal.
But that's a guy, they know where he's going to be in the pocket, right? So it's kind of,
Yeah, and they do a good job of just collapsing the pocket, getting the quarterback off the spot. And so, again, it's going to be important for us to gain yards on early down, so we're not in a lot of the long yardage situations, and then protect the quarterback, have a good tight pocket there.
This is an overload here. Wow.
Richardson, coming off the backside. Beats the guard here. I mean, the guard's blocking back on him. He beats him with a quick swim move. Tackle for a loss in the backfield. So this front four is as good as we're going to see all year.
All right, Coach. Jets, week 11. Can't believe we're playing them this late. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And to everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving and enjoy all the leftovers. There's your Bellastrator. More Ball Access right after this.